今天读的经文是马太福音第28章18小节到20小节。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。第二部分是《使徒行传》第4章第19至31小节，彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。”官长为百姓的缘故想不出法子刑罚他们，又恐吓一番把他们释放了，这是因众人为所行的奇事都归荣耀于神。原来记着神迹医好的那人有40多岁了。二人既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们，他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾记着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣徒耶稣，成就你手和你意志所预定必有的事。他们恐吓我们，现在求主监察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且是神迹奇事，因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。”祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
你好，
你好。
It is good to be back. I've been on holidays for 6 weeks.
回来非常高兴，因为我去了度假，过了6周。
I went to Europe, it was very cold.
我去了欧洲，但欧洲非常的冷。
And Australia is very hot.
澳洲非常的热。
But I had a lovely holiday, but we come back now to look at God's Word.
我现在啊，从啊假期回来，我们来看神的话。
And on today's the theme of prayer.
今天我们的主题是祷告。
And I read the story of a pastor in New York whose name was Jim Cimbala.
知道一个牧师，他在美国纽约，他叫新杰米。
Very small church, there are only 20 people.
在一个很小的教会里，那只有20个人。
It was in a very poor area, and there were gangs and crime and prostitutes and drugs everywhere.
在那个非常贫穷的地区，而且在那里呢有各种各样的就是赌博的各种各样的不好的。
The church was so bad he didn't even want to go to church.
教会很小很荒凉，他甚至他自己不愿意去这个教会。
He got sick and he had to go on holidays.
他病了，他得去度假。
And God spoke to him on holidays about the importance of prayer.
在他度假的时候，神给他说话，让他谈到这个祷告的重要性。
God says, if you and your wife will lead my people to pray and call upon my name, you'll never lack anything fresh to preach.
他说神说，如果你和你的妻子带领我的百姓祷告，求告我的名，你就永远也不会缺乏新鲜的道来传讲。
I will supply all the money that's needed for the church and for your family.
我要为你的家还有你的教会提供所需用的钱。
And you'll always have a big building to bring many people in.
你的家里你的教会呢会有很大的建筑，然后呢让人们来进教会。
And he remembered that the Bible says that for revival to come,People must pray.
他记得说神要让教会复兴，那么教会的弟兄们必须祷告。
But God was drawing me to a deeper experience of God and His power.
神会带领他能够实际的经历神经历他的能力。
But it was important to lead my small church to be a church of prayer.
但是应当让我的教会成一个啊祷告的教会。
And done, God has done marvelous and miraculous work in that church.
神在那个教会做了非常奇妙的工作。
Thousands converted.
数千人的生命被改变。
Prostitutes saved.
啊，像妓女也得到了拯救。
Drug addicts saved.
啊，吸毒的人得到了拯救。
Homosexual people changed by the gospel.
同性恋的人因着福音被改变。
Because they prayed.
因为他们祷告。
Friends, if we're going to see our church grow, then we need to be men and women of prayer.
所以说，要让我们的教会复兴，我们每个人都能成为，都需要成为一个祷告的人。
Sometimes you have to wrestle with God in prayer to get His direction.
有的时候，你需要在祷告中给神教力，给神摔跤，才能够知道神带你去的方向。
2 weeks ago, I was in Marysville. I visited a church in the morning.
两个星期之前，我去啊，早上去了一个。Markville 的一个教堂。
I like to visit other churches when I'm on holiday.
当我度假的时候，我喜欢到别的教会去逛一逛。
But in the afternoon, I didn't want to go to church again.
啊，到了晚上下午的时候，我都不想去别的教会了。
I was tired.
我感到了累极了。
I said, God, why don't I want to go to church?
神啊，他说我为什么今天不想去教会了？
And God said, just go home.
神说，那你就回家吧。
So I went home.
我就回家了。
I didn't want to go to a church service.
我不想去参加聚会了。
But God wanted me home because He wanted me to do something.
神，但是神让我回家去，因为神还有工作要让我做。
I went home and I found that my car would not start.
回到家后，发现我的汽车呢不能启动了。
It had a flat battery.
啊，因为电池没电了。
I rang NRMA.
他就啊给这个 NRMA 打电话。
The man came.
那个人来了。
I said my battery doesn't work.
他说我的蓄电池呢已经不工作了。
It's under warranty. Can you check it, please?
他说还在保修期里，你能不能检查检查
？And I said to him, I was Greek. He said, You're Greek. I said, Yes.
他说我是个啊希腊人。那人说哦，你是个希腊人。
He said, I'm Greek too.
那人说我是个希腊人。
Two Greek people talking.
两个希腊人在一块祷告。
I told him I'm a pastor from the church, but I'm on holidays.
他说呢，我是这个墙角这位教会的一个牧师，我现在正在度假。
He said, What's that? Is that like a priest?
啊、
I said, Yes.
他说那么跟那个东正教的神父似的，是不是啊？他说差不多是。
So for the next half an hour, he asked me questions about Jesus.
从啊以后的半个小时，他不断的来问这个牧师问题。
I told him how to have a relationship with Christ.
他都告诉他，你能够建立跟耶稣之间的关系。
I pointed out the errors of some of the other churches.
我就给他 指出来啊，在这一区里还有别的教会。
It was a beautiful time of sharing God's truth.
啊，在给他分享神的话语的时候，是个非常美好的时间。
See, I was praying before about going to church, and God sent me home.
啊，我以前呢想去教会，但是神呢把我带到啊这个。
Because God wanted me to share His word with someone else.
因为神要让我给别人来分享福音。
And I got a new battery as well for free.
啊，我那也涨，他会换了个新的电池。不花钱。
God is good, amen.
神是非常好的，是不是
？But I call this sermon "Touching Heaven, Changing Earth."
我今天啊，让我的啊讲的题目是啊，触摸到天堂，改变这个世界。
I want you to remember that when we pray, we touch heaven, and God works in us to change the earth and the people on the earth.
啊，当我们祷告的时候，我们能摸到。啊，神的宝座，然后让神在地上做工，来改变人的生命。
We will not change earth. We will not change lives until we call out to God.
啊，我们不能够啊改变人的生命，我们只除非我们接触到神的生命。
And friends, God has given us prayer because Jesus has given us a mission.
神给让我们祷告，神给我们祷告的权柄，因为神耶稣给我们一个大的使命。
You heard the words in the Bible reading, the Great Commission. Liambo will read them for you.
啊，你啊，听到了耶稣给我们的大使命，在马太福音28章18到20节，耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵名的灵，给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
We will not become a powerful, vibrant church if we do not pray.
如果我们不祷告，我们想成为一个有震撼力的教会、有感染力的教会、有活力的教会是不可能的。
Because we engage in a spiritual battle, a battle against Satan and his demons.
因为我们是在给啊一个黑暗的势力、给撒旦、给他的魔鬼征战。
Ephesians 6 says these words. Liam will read it.
以弗所书保罗在六章以弗所书六章十二节那里写道，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵体的恶魔征战，并要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Friends, we must pray in the Spirit on all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests. Pray, pray, pray.
我们必须靠着圣灵，在各样各个方面不断的祷告祈求，祷告。
Pray at home.
在家里祷告。
Pray at church.
在教会祷告。
Pray in the park.
在公园里祷告。
Pray in the shopping center.
在这个买地方东西的地方。
Pray on holidays.
在度假的时候祷告。
Okay, you get it? Always pray. All right. On all occasions, all types of prayers and requests.
对，这里说随时多方祷告祈求。
Because we are in a spiritual battle against the devil, and God has won the victory, but we must call upon God.
因为我们是在跟魔鬼的一场属灵的征战中，我们要想得胜，我们必须来求告神。
In Australia, many people do not believe in God.
在澳洲，有很多人不相信神。
They believe in money.
他们相信钱。
And houses.
相信房子。
And fast cars.
他们相信狂。
And gambling.
希望赌博。
They don't love God.
但是他们不相信神。
They are blinded.
他们的眼睛被迷住了。
The enemy Satan has blinded their mind from the truth.
因为魔鬼让他们的眼睛迷住，让他们蒙蔽了。
How do I know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because the Bible says it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Listen to this.
因为圣经在哥林多后书四章四节告诉我们说，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
So people are blinded. They cannot see and understand the good news.
因为人的心灵的眼睛被蒙蔽了，他们看不到福音荣耀的光。
So how will they believe?
那么怎么样让他们相信呢？
They will only believe when God opens up their hearts.
他们只有神开启他们的心的时候，他们才能够相信。
We see this happen in Acts chapter 16, 13 and 14, where there is a woman called Lydia who hears the gospel, and it says the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
在使徒行传十六章十三节到十四节里，那里说到一个女人当在安息日的时候，保罗和他的朋友来到城门，到了河边，在那里有一个祷告的地方，他们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。有个买紫色布匹的妇人，名叫李底亚，是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了主的道，主就开导他的心，让他留心听保罗所讲的话。
Only God can change lives.
只有神能够改变人的生命。
Our friends cannot see the truth.
有很多人他们看不见真理。
We need to be praying that God would break into the lives of men and women and change them.
我们希望借着我们的祷告来改变许多人的生命。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that God will extend his kingdom in the world.
在马太福音六章那里，在这个主导文里。耶稣让我们求告神，让神来扩展他的国度。
He said to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他祷告的时候说，让我们这么说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
What does it mean to pray your kingdom come?
当我们祷告的时候说让你的国度降临，这个意思是什么呢？
They're not just words.
这个不单单是话语。
When we pray that God's kingdom comes, it means that we want men and women to believe that Jesus is king and trust in him.
我们祷告的时候愿你的国降临，是希望有更越来越多的人能够相信耶稣基督是王，并且来顺服他。
You become part of God's kingdom when you receive Jesus as King and Savior.
当你接受耶稣做你的王，做你的救主的时候，你就成为这个国度中的一员。
We must pray that God's kingdom comes to Nauwei and Beverly Hills and Riverwood.
我们希望神的国在 Nauwei, 在 Beverly Hills, 在 Riverwood 降临到这里。
That people will see that Jesus is King.
让他们看到耶稣是王。
That Jesus is Savior.
耶稣是救主。
That Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
And repent and believe in Him.
希望人们能够真正的悔改，相信主。
That is a good prayer to pray.
所以说我们有很多的祷告要祷告。
And then Paul says we must call on God that the gospel will run and triumph.
我们啊在啊啊在哥林铁撒罗尼迦后书那说，我们必须求告神，让福音能够快快的传开，而且得胜。
So 2 Thessalonians 3:1 says that the message of the Lord might spread rapidly.
提撒罗尼迦后书那里说，说我们祷告，好将主的道理快快传开。
We want people to hear the gospel in our kids' ministry, in our youth ministry, and be saved.
我们希望啊，人们能够听到福音，通过我们的这个儿童事工，通过我们的青年事工。
Through our schools workers in the high schools.
希望我们的啊，在学校工作的那些人们，在。
In our ministry to families, we want the gospel to run and people love the gospel.
我们希望啊，借着我们的家庭事工，让主的道理能够传开，那希望人们能够来认识神。
And we want the message of the Lord to spread rapidly through our Chinese ministry, that many more Chinese people would believe in Jesus.
我们也希望啊，神借着我们的中文事工，能够把啊这个啊福音带给我们中华人的同胞。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 1, the Apostle Paul urges us to pray that God will save unbelievers.
啊，在罗马书十章一节那里也说，保罗说他呼求神、祷告神拯救那些没有信主的人。
Says my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites, that's His people, is that they may be saved.
他说啊，保罗说，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，就是希望我的百姓以色列人能够得到拯救。
I must pray that my father will be saved.
我们必须祷告，我们的父亲能够得到拯救。
And my brother,
我的哥哥能够得到拯救。
And my sister-in-law,
我的姐夫能够得到，嫂子能得到拯救。
And my friends,
我的朋友。
And my neighbors,
我们的邻居。
He said God wants us to pray that people will be saved.
神希望我们祷告，希望看到我们周围的人能够得到拯救。
Friends, there is great power when God fills us with the Holy Spirit and we proclaim the truth as we call upon God in prayer.
当我们啊神啊给了我们的话语，然后传讲福音的时候，当我们祷告的时候，神就可以赐给我们圣灵的能力。
Jesus told the disciples in Acts chapter 1 to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传一章到八节，耶稣要他的门徒来等候得着圣灵的能力。
Then they would be his witnesses to the ends of the earth.
那么他们就能够在耶路撒冷一直到地极为他做见证。
And do you know what they did after Jesus said that?
你知道耶稣说了这个后，他们做什么了呢？
Jesus went back to heaven.
耶稣回到天上。
Disciples waited.
这些门徒就在等待。
And they prayed.
他们祷告。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14, they all joined together constantly in prayer along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus with his brothers.
在使徒行传一章十四节那里说，啊，他的门徒和几个妇人，还有耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
See, and then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached.
你知道啊，在使徒行传的第二章，彼得就被圣灵充满，传讲福音。当彼得传福音的信息的时候，人们感觉到扎心。
He said, not one person became a Christian, 3,000 people became Christians.
不是一个人成为基督徒，而是3,000人成为基督徒。
Friends, we need to be praying and preaching that God will cut to the heart of men and women, that they would turn from their sins and believe in Jesus.
我们需要祷告，让人们听到福音的时候感觉到扎心，让人们悔改，能够来相信耶稣。
So you should be praying for Pastor Liambo as he proclaims the gospel on Sundays.That men and women will hear God and believe in Him.
你们应当为我祷告，当传道的时候，希望更多的人能够听见那个道，能够相信耶稣。
You should pray that your Bible study leaders, as they teach the Bible, new people will come and hear about Jesus and be saved.
我们为我们的带领查经小组的弟兄姊妹祷告，希望当他们来分享神的话语的时候，能够希望人们能够来相信主。
So when shall you pray?
什么时候你祷告？
At home by yourself.
你自己祷告在家里是吗？
You have the word of God and prayer.
你有神的话语，你可以祷告。
Do you spend 20 minutes with God praying?
你是不是花二十分钟在家里祷告？
Even 5 minutes.
或者只有五分钟。
10.
或者十分钟。
Sit with God, talk to God.
你需要在家里坐在神的 坐在神的面前跟神说话。
In your Bible study groups,
在你的啊查经小组里。
In your prayer gatherings,
在你的祷告聚会里。
Before your planned activities, like the Chinese New Year, have you spent hours in prayer?
啊，像我们啊啊，在这个啊中文庆祝这个春节的时候，我们也需要很花很长的时间来为这个事来祷告。
God has done many great things as His people have prayed.
当他的百姓，当神的百姓祷告的时候，神做很奇妙的伟大的工作。
Friends, in Korea, in 1884.We had the first Protestant church.
你知道在朝啊韩国，在韩国，就是第一个新建的教会是建立于啊一八八四年。
100 years later, in 1984, there were 30,000 churches.
你知道一百年之后，到了1984年，韩国已经有30,000个教会。
By the year 2000, 60,000 churches.
到二零零零年的时候，就60,000个教会。
30% of the population is now Christians.
在韩国30%的人口是基督徒。
They learn to pray.
他们学会了祷告。
Early in the morning.
早早的就来起祷告。
Late in the afternoon.
甚至啊晚上。
They believe that God would answer the prayers and build His church.
他们相信神能回应他们的祷告，来建立他的教会。
Friends, sometimes you must.Face the difficulties and the hate through prayer.
弟兄们啊，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们需要面对很大的难处，来通过这个祷告。
Do you remember the Bible reading from Acts chapter 4?
你记得我们刚才读的啊，《使徒行传》第四章的经文吗
？Peter and John were arrested and thrown into prison.
你知道彼得和约翰他们被逮捕逮起来，而且被放在监狱里。
God had healed a crippled man, and Peter had preached to the crowds.
你知道在使徒行传的第三章，神刚刚行了一个神迹，医治了一个瘸腿的人，彼得呢向百姓传道。
The religious leaders said to Peter and John, "Do not preach about Jesus."
这些使徒啊，宗教的领袖都告诉他们，你不要继续的传讲耶稣了。
Peter and John said, "No, no, we will listen to God, not to you."
彼得、约翰说，不，我们应当听神的话，而不是听你们的话。
You can punish us if you like, but we will not keep quiet. We must preach the gospel.
你可以啊伤害我们，但是呢，我们不能够停止传福音。
Then Peter and John were released, and they went back to the other believers, and they had a prayer meeting again.
当他们被释放了之后呢，他们去啊到会友那里去，他们又去祷告去了。
They acknowledged that God is sovereign, that God controls world events, and they could trust in Him.
他们知道说神是有主权的神，他掌管着世间一切的事，我们可以求告神。
You know what they prayed? They weren't afraid.
他们，你知道，他们没有害怕，他们继续的祷告。
So enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
他们求主能让他的仆人放胆讲认识的道。
And in response, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
神就回应他们的祷告，祷告完之后，他们聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满。放胆讲论神的道。
Friends, missionaries are often threatened.
你知道吗？啊，宣教士很多的时候面临到危险。
Even we sometimes face opposition.
甚至我们也会常常的面临反对。
We must pray.
我们必须祷告。
We must call out to God.
我们必须向神呼求。
We must be filled, controlled, and powered by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须被圣灵充满，被圣灵掌管。
A few years, one of our missionaries was on the island of Bali.
啊，几年之前呢，我们一个宣教士在巴厘岛。
His maid in the house became a Christian.
他让他的房子呢，成为一个就让基督徒去。
Then the husband of the woman was not happy.
这个妇女的她的丈夫呢不高兴。
And he said he would cause some damage to our friend, our missionary.
他说他要伤害我们的宣教士。
So my friend, he locked up the house.
所以我的朋友呢，就把这个家锁住了。
His friend said, "Do not go out of the house. Lock the house. Stay in the house."
他的朋友说，你啊，把门锁上，不要出去。
And he contacted us and said, "Will you pray for me for my safety?"
他就跟他们说，你们要为我祷告，为我的安全祷告。
And we emailed everyone, and on a Thursday night, we gathered in that back room to pray.
啊，你知道，星期三晚上我们在那个后边的屋里头就为他祷告。
For protection.
就是不求神来保护他
，for deliverance，
求神来释放他
，for God's power to come and work，
希望神的能力在他身上来工作。
And he was safe. God protected him.
啊，神保护了他，他非常的安全。
And in that week, another person gave their life to Jesus too.
就在那个星期里，又一个人相信了耶稣。
We need to be gathering to pray for God's work.
我们应当聚集在一起来祷告，为神的工作来祷告。
When the media in Australia attacks us, we call out to God.
当澳洲的媒体攻击我们的时候，我们应当呼求神。
When our family members laugh at us, we call out to God.
当我们的家庭成员来嘲笑我们的时候，我们应当向神呼求祷告。
When missionaries are kidnapped, as is happening in Africa, we call out to God.
当啊宣教士啊被绑架的时候，就像非洲，我们应当求告神。
Friends, in Matthew chapter 9:35-38, we read these words.
在马太福音九章的35-38节那里说，耶稣走遍各城各乡。在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”
Jesus saw the people as harassed and helpless.
耶稣看到人们的需要，他们痛苦流离，没有帮助。
He felt compassion for them. He didn't want them to be lost.
耶稣感觉到里面对他们充满了同情，他们不想这些人能够被失散掉。
So what did he say to do?
他说我们该怎么办呢？
He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以我们当求庄稼的主。打发工人去收他的庄稼。
God said, "Pray that more workers will go out and do the work of evangelism and mission."
当啊，神说你们要祷告，希望神兴起更多的人做传福音的工作。
It's a good prayer to pray.
这是个非常好的祷告。
When I pray that God send more workers into the harvest field, He says, "Ange, you better go."
啊，神说祷，当我祷告说神呐、啊，让我来求你打发工人去收的庄稼，神说你也去吧。
If you pray that prayer, God might send you.
你要这么祷告的话，神可能神会差。
To the railway station with some leaflets.
啊，让你带着福音单张去到。
To a festival with some Bibles.
啊，去到啊传到过节日的时候去带着圣经。
To the park to sing songs.
到公园去唱歌。
We need to pray that God would send out workers, but we are the workers.
我们求神打发工人去收他的庄稼，我们就是他的工人。
We are not to be people who come to church and enjoy worship and then go home. We are to be God's workers every day in our community.
我们不仅是啊来到教会，然后听神讲道，然后回家了。我们应当成为神打发的工人，去收神的庄稼。
And we should have our eyes open to how God is working.
我们需要打开我们的眼睛，看到周围的需要，看到神的工作。
Remember, God sent me home. He said, "Don't go to church. Go home to talk to the man from NRMA."
你记得开始的时候吧？神告诉我，你不要去教会了，回家。神要安排一个人，让他传福音。
Let me finish with the story. What happened with that pastor Jim Cimbala from New York? One story.
让我再讲一个故事，就是新杰牧师的故事。
They have thousands of people in their church, and one Easter after he finished, a homeless man walked towards him.
啊，其实在他的教会里有上千的人，在一次的啊复活节的聚会呢，啊，在晚上的时候呢，有一个啊就是流浪汉进入这个教会。
In the service, this lady with red hair gave a powerful testimony.
啊，在这个啊聚会呢，有个啊红发的啊一个女孩子，她呢啊讲了一个非常奇妙的见证。
And this homeless man wanted to know more, so he came into the church, walked towards the pastor.
你知道吗？他这个人听了这个见证之后呢，他就进入教会，他走往前走，就往前走。他希望从这个牧师呢，听到更多的关于耶稣的事情。
And when he came close to the pastor, the man was missing his front two teeth.
当他走在前面的时候，这个牧师发现这个人前面两个门牙都没有了。
He smelled terribly.
啊，他的身上气味也非常的难闻。
Alcohol, sweat, urine, and garbage. It was a terrible smell.
那他的混乱有酒精、汗味儿、还有尿味儿、还有垃圾的味道。
The pastor said, "What is your name?"
这个牧师就问了，说你的名字叫什么呢
？Softly, he said, "My name is David."
啊，那个人说的非常清楚，他说呢， 叫 David。
How long have you been homeless, David? He asked him.
牧师就问人，大卫，你啊无家可归，流浪多久了呢？
Pastor, 6 years I've been homeless.
他说，牧师，我已经六年已经没有家可归。
Where did you sleep last night? He asked him.
他问他说，你昨天晚上在哪儿睡觉呢？
I slept in an abandoned truck.
他说我在一个废弃的啊扔掉的旧车卡车里。
The pastor thought he was very tired. He's had enough, so he was going to get some money out to give him some money to go and buy some food.
啊，这个牧师呢，因为晚上也很累了，他就想从后边兜里拿这钱来给这个流浪汉一些钱，让他把他打发走。
And David the man put his finger in front of the pastor. He said no.
就在那个时候呢，这个大卫就把他的指头在这个牧师的面前晃晃，他说不。
You don't understand. I don't want your money.
他说你不知道，我不要你的钱。
I'm going to die out there.
他说我在外边就要死掉。
I want the Jesus the redhead girl talked about.
我想要的是那个红头发的女孩讲的耶稣。
The pastor felt guilty that he did not really care for this man.
这个牧师感觉到非常的内疚，他觉得他没有去关怀这个。
He said, "Father, forgive me."
无家可归的人，他说：“神啊，求你怜悯我。”
Then God changed his heart to love this man.
神呐，都改变了这个牧师的心，来爱这个流浪汉。
They hugged together.
他们就啊，这个人就拥抱他。
And he told him about Jesus.
他呢，这个牧师呢，就给这个流浪汉呢讲耶稣的爱。
And the man gave his life to Christ.
这个人呢，就相信了耶稣。
They got him into hospital to get him off the alcohol.
主啊，这个人呢，啊，这个牧师呢，就把他带到医院里去，让他呢去戒毒。
They fixed his teeth.
就帮助他修好他的牙齿。
The man joined the prayer band right away.
他们这个流浪汉呢，立即加入了他们的祷告的团队。
On Thanksgiving Day at Christmas, he came over to the pastor's house for dinner.
在啊感恩节的时候，他去这个牧师的家里去吃饭。
The one who was a homeless man, who was a drunk, now works for the church.
过去是一个无家可归的啊醉汉，现在呢他在教会里工作。
In the maintenance department.
他在教会的维修部做工。
He oversees 10 other workers.
他监管着十个啊雇员。
He's now married.
他现在结了婚。
He is a father.
他做了爸爸。
And God is giving him more opportunities to share his testimony all over the place.
神给他很多的机会，让他能够在人民面前来做见证。
Are you praying?
你是不是祷告呢？
Are you seeing with God's eyes?
你是不是用神的眼光来看周围的人？
Sometimes we pray for 5 people, and God brings other people into our lives.And we ignore the people God is bringing. Don't ignore the people God is bringing into your life.
我们不要啊，我们有时候为这些人祷告，神会啊带领别的人来。我们不要啊忽略那些个神带来的人。
Touching heaven.
让我们触摸到神，触摸到神的宝座，能够来改变这个世界。
May God help us. We pray together to make a difference for Him.
让我们啊，让好好来祷告，让神使用我们来改变。来做这种改变。
Let us pray. Lord, may your kingdom come.
主啊，愿你的国降临。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
We pray for this congregation that you would empower them by your Holy Spirit.
我们为这个聚会来祷告，求你来用你的圣灵来充满我们的教会。
They will reach out to their friends and their neighbors.
希望他们能够来接触到我们的邻居，接触到我们的朋友。
That you will go before them and open up hearts to respond to the gospel.
你要在他们的前面行，让那些个人他们的心向福音敞开。
For families and for older people.
我们为我们的家庭，为我们的啊老年的人来祷告。
That many would be saved.
希望有很多的人得到拯救。
God, we can't do it. You can do it through us.
神啊，我们知道我们不能做，但是你可以借着我们来做你的工作。
May your name be honored and glorified, we pray in Jesus' name.
愿你的名圣名被荣耀得到尊崇。奉主耶稣的名祷告。阿门。